The next surah, inshallah, we'll commence the next surah, and as we go along, if Allah give us tawfiq, Allah make us complete as much as possible of the Holy Quran, the tafsir of the Quran. We're just giving a glimpse to the best of our ability to make it try easy and simple for all of us. The next surah is a very, very, very famous surah. And of course, most of us like the recitation of the surah. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is the bride, arus, the bride of the Quran. Something which is the bride, we know, she's beautified, she's adorned, and this is the bride of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الرحمن علم القرآن خلق الإنسان علمه البيان الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان ألا تطغوا في الميزان وأقيموا الوزن بالقسط ولا تخسروا الميزان والأرض وضعها للأنام فيها فاكهة والنخل ذات الأكمام والحب ذو العصف والريحان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. Allah Rabbul Izzat has commenced this surah with his beautiful name, Ar-Rahman. Opening verses of surah Ar-Rahman, Allah speaks, starts with Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. And this is the quality of Allah Rabbul Izzat, full of mercy, giving us so much of hope in him. We are always afraid what is going to happen to us. And when we hear about the azab that takes place, but Allah commences this Quran, this verse, and Allah says, Ar-Rahman, the one who is full of mercy. So in Surah Ar-Rahman, Allah talks about the boons and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this world and the hereafter. And Allah continuously uses this verse, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors of your Rabb? Allah addresses the jinn and mankind. O jinn and mankind, both of you, which of the favors and boons and blessings of your Rabb can you deny? Allah has given you so much. Allah has given you plentiful. Allah has given you everything you desire. There are so many favors and boons and blessings that you are enjoying and bounties. Which one of them can you reject and deny? Surely you got to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I think this verse is repeated about 31 times in this surah. In the previous surah, Allah spoke about the warnings, his signs. فَكِيفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرِ فَكِيفَ كَانَ عَذَابِي وَنُذُرِ. How will be my punishment? And how is my warnings? In that particular surah, that verse recurred. And also, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِذِكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. Is there any person taking heed? But in this surah, Allah commences this surah with Rahman, Ar-Rahman. This surah is full of the mercy of Allah. Allah's bounties, Allah's kindness upon the world, upon mankind. So Allah says, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. We're going to hear this all, every second verse we'll hear this, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. And therefore let us understand it now. Allah addresses the jinn, and Allah addresses mankind. And Allah says, which of the bounties of your Rabb do you reject? Which one of them can you reject? It is mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he had recited this verse and this surah, then he addressed the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, and he addressed them and he says that, what is the matter? What is the matter? Why aren't you giving the answer like how the angels had answered, how the jinn had answered? When the jinn heard these verses, immediately they replied and they said, there is no bounty of yours, our Rabb, that we can reject and we can deny. There are no bounties of yours that we can reject. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ar-Rahman, and immediately after that Allah said, Allam al-Qur'an, the one who taught the Qur'an. The one who taught the Qur'an. Immediately we understand the importance of learning the Qur'an. So emphasis on reciting the Qur'an, learning the Qur'an, this has been the main focus. Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi had mentioned that Rasulullah SAW said, I recited this surah to the jinn on the night of jinn, and their response was better than yours. Whenever I recited Allah's statement, فَبِي أَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ, which of the bounties of your Rabb do you reject? Immediately they said, لَا بِشَيْءٍ مِّن نِعَمِكَ رَبَّنَا نُكَذِّبُ فَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ, none of your bounties do we deny, O Allah, all praise is due to you. People had asked amongst the Quraysh, مَا الرَّحْمَان, Rahman kya cheez hai? What is Rahman? Tell us what is Rahman. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down Ar-Rahman, Allam al-Quran. Rahman is that being, that Zat, who has taught the Quran. So in this entire surah we will see the bounties of Allah, worldly bounties, spiritual bounties, all mentioned, the great favors of Allah, but Allah talks about learning and teaching of the Qur'an, that Allah has taught us the Qur'an, because this is the source of our guidance. This is an all-comprehensive book and kitab that directs man towards his success. And if man wants to get that high status and lofty status and become a muttaqeen, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتِ وَنَهَرْ فِي مَقْعَدِ صِدْقٍ, if he wants to have that high station and he wants to have that lofty position and elevated maqam, then he has to believe in this Qur'an. And Allah Rabbul Izzah says, Allam al-Qur'an. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught the Qur'an. Ulama say that they have deduced from here that the mu'allim of the Qur'an, the one who teaches the Qur'an, has to be a person who is merciful. Not somebody who's taking this stick and beating up the children. He must have the sifat of raham in him. And when he teaches this Qur'an with the sifat of raham and rahmat in him, then he will achieve his objective, inshallah. Of course, the pupils must not take advantage. So this teaching of the Qur'an has been emphasized in the very opening verses of the surah. So Allah has given man the privilege of teaching the Qur'an. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that a person who has been granted the bounty of Qur'an, that is, he has committed it to memory, he's a hafiz of the Qur'an, she's a hafiza of the Qur'an, listen very carefully. And after getting this bounty from Allah, this person still thinks that another person in the world has a bounty greater than him or her, then this person, this hafiz of the Qur'an, is ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is ungrateful for such a great bounty that he has received and she has received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala would narrate the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ, the best of you is he who learns the Qur'an and he teaches it to others. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala would narrate the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of my ummah, the bearers of the Qur'an, the huffaz of the Qur'an, those who have the Qur'an embedded in the sina, in the chest, and those who stay awake at night in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the quality of the hafiz of Qur'an. May Allah ta'ala give us that quality. So this Qur'an is the book of Allah. It is a speech of Allah. And therefore, the entire ummah of Rasulullah ﷺ is truly honored to have such a great miracle. And the Huffaz are honored to have this miracle in their chests, in their hearts. And it flows fluently onto their tongues. Young little children, even in this madrasa, doing the hifz of the Qur'an, And little girls we see just rattle off the surahs so beautifully. And they're able to remember the mutashabihat, those verses which are very similar and we can get confused in. They're able to recite it anytime whilst resting, whilst sitting, whilst walking. Rasulullah sallallahu therefore has mentioned that those who have nothing of the Quran in their hearts are extremely unfortunate. What did he say? He said the heart that has nothing of the Quran is like a deserted house. A desolate house, a viran house. May Allah Ta'ala put some part of the Quran into our hearts if we are not hufaz of the Quran. Ar-Rahman, allama al-Quran, khalaq al-insan. Allah has created man. Allamahu al-bayan, and Allah has taught him to speak. Allah has given man the ability to speak. If man was not created, then how would he learn the Quran? So obviously there has to be the creation of man first. So man's creation itself is also a great boon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course in the natural order, man comes first. And then he learns the Quran. Then he taught the Quran. So the imparting of the knowledge of the Quran can only take place after the creation of man. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. So, this worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be able to worship Allah, you require guidance. One requires hidayat. He needs to know the instructions of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Ar-Rahman, allama al-Quran first, then khalaq al-insan, and allamahu al-bayan. Ar-Rahman, allama al-Quran. Ar-Rahman, the one who taught the Quran. So even before Allah talks about the fact that He created man, Allah already gives us that, see, man, you will be created, and then there is the book ready for you, O Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you have to abide by this kitab. Allamahu al-bayan. And Allah has taught man, Allah has given him the ability to speak. He's granted him knowledge, the ability to speak, and he utilizes this ability. He can express his thoughts. He's able to speak eloquently. He's able to explain the meanings of the Quran. And Allah has taught man different languages so that he can express himself. So this is the great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah understands all languages. But Allah has given us bayan. We are able to speak. We are able to express our feelings. If somebody is in pain, he can express his emotions, his pain, his feelings. But the main purpose of this bayan is not just bayan of this worldly things. Allah wants us to make bayan of His greatness. Allah wants us to make bayan of His Quran. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala talks about the bounties that He has given us in this world, which are glaring in front of us. الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ بِحُسْبَانِ. Allah talks about the solar and lunar orbits. And what did He say? The sun and the moon orbit in calculated courses. حُسْبَان. The sun and the moon, they are bound by a fixed calculation. We have these two celestial bodies, the sun and the moon. All of us see the sun, we enjoy the benefits of the sun, we see the moon and enjoy the benefits of the moon likewise. These are bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they are especially mentioned, why? Because this entire system of this world which Allah has created, and the nizam and the system that Allah has chosen depends on the movement of these two celestial bodies that move in their orbits. They move in their course, in their path, in their way, in perfect succession, according to a precise calculation. It's never delayed. It's not disturbed. That's why Allah has mentioned the word husban. The word husban, hisab. It's fixed. Proper calculated. So man's life, it depends, it runs on these fixed causes. Anything that people create, what man invents, it requires some repair at times. It requires some servicing. But we find that this sun and the moon that Allah has created, it requires no repairing, no maintenance, no servicing. They are so beautiful, and they have been moving from the time Allah has created in their orbits, functioning so efficiently. But never did you hear, or never did you see a note, the sun is not going to rise this morning, it is out of service, or gone for refurbishing, gone for repair. Never. This solar system, you will never find that it has overtaken the lunar movement. The lunar movement, you won't find that it outstrips the solar system. Each one, the sun and the moon, these celestial bodies, they float and they move in their own orbit. Then Allah says, وَالنَّجْمُ وَالشَّجَرُ يَسْجُدَانِ. Allah has raised the sky. Allah has created the najm. Najmun here, ulama say it refers to the vine or the creeper. وَالشَّجَر, the tree that we see. So both this vine and the tree, both prostrate. يَسْجُدَانِ, they are making sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has created so many of these plants and these trees in such positions that they are actually making ruku and sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We see tree with stems or trunks, and we have twigs and branches, and we have seen many pictures that the tree is actually like making ruku. Allah says, yasjudan, they are prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this prostration is showing their humility, the respect, the surrender. They love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ. And Allah has elevated the sky, and Allah has erected the scales. We have spoken about the sky in many, many, many surahs, that how Allah has raised this sky, and it is a canopy, a roof above us. And Allah has decorated the sky with stars. And Allah talks about, وَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ. Allah has placed the mizan, the scale which establishes justice, fair play. On the day of Qiyamah, our a'mal will be weighed also by the mizan. But Allah talks about this mizan that Allah has placed into this world, indicating that we should be fair. And Allah therefore says, وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ. And so that you establish the scale with justice. But before that, Allah تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. That you must not transgress. You must not go beyond and transgress in the matter of the scale. How? وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ. So you must establish the scale with justice. وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ. You must not make the scale deficient. So when you are weighing and measuring, it must be done in a proper manner. You must not cheat, you must not deceive, you must not practice injustice. You must weigh correctly, with fairness. Qistun means justice, adal. So you have to observe weight with equity. Wala tukhsiru al-mizan. Don't make the weighing deficient. Somebody purchases an item and we rob the person. We give the person less of the goods that he has purchased. When we weigh the scales, we give him lesser of the goods that he has purchased. The weight is lesser than what he was promised. So Allah says, do not skimp or make deficient. This is unlawful. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُطَفِّفِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا اكْتَالُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ يَسُوفُونَ. If you remember, recall, we spoke about those who indulge in fraud. Allah save us. that when they have to receive their share, they take in full, they demand their proper share. But when they have to give others, then they do not give the proper measures. We will stop here, inshallah. Next week we'll continue. وَالْأَرْضَ وَضَعَهَا لِلْأَنَامِ That the earth Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed for the people, inshallah. If Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah give us the understanding of the Quran. It's beautiful surahs. May Allah ta'ala make it such that it through this tafsir of the Quran, the Majid, Allah ta'ala take us closer to Him. Allah grant us His muhabbat and the understanding of the Quran. This beautiful book of hidayat. Allah ta'ala has mentioned in so many different ways. Just look at the eloquence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who understand Arabic will see the eloquence of these surahs and these verses. The entire Quran, it's amazing, amazing. How beautifully, with just short, short verses, 2-3 words, with such great and powerful meanings.